We're in Siman Tavkuf Memches. We're in Sif Yud. I just want to make one point from last time. We mentioned last time that the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's Erev Yontif and it's in the middle of Shloshim and someone tells you that you don't look good, so then you'd be allowed to shave because all of the shaving and haircut is dependent on Achigigor Bachavero, which means that when somebody says that, you no longer look good. So that is what the old prints of the Mishnah Berurah say, but we just want to clarify that it has been clarified as a Tau Sofer, and really it means that only on Shloshim, on the day 30th day, or after the 30th day, would you be allowed to shave Achigot when your friend tells you that you no longer look good? But within Shloshim, even if somebody tells you you don't look good, you would not be allowed to shave, even if it's Erev Yontif. So, continuing in Sif Yud, the Machaber says, Yesh matirin lechotz achar tefilas hamincha samuch lechashecha. There are some who say that if one of the days of Avelis, again, we are discussing where it falls out, besides for the seventh day of Velus, if any of the other days of Shiva falls out on Erev HaRegel, then there are some who say that you would not be allowed to wash until nightfall, but there are some who allow you to wash even after Mincha, as long as it's close to nightfall. The Ramah adds, Didan de Nol Gim Isur Chitza Kol Shloshim, but according to us, who we say you can't wash all of Shloshim, so then Asur Lerchotz, you would not be allowed to wash on this day of Shiva. Da HaRegel Lo Bidal Mimena Rak Zer Shiva, because Yantif is only going to get rid of Shiva, but Shloshim will still remain, and we say you're not allowed to shower. Vua Din Lingin Kibus B'makom de Nol Gim Isur Kibus Kol Shloshim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is Lahaka when it comes to this, that you would be allowed to shower. Sif Yud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Chashivei Kiregal Mevatel Avelos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also have the status of a Yontif to get rid of Avelos. Sif Yud Beis, Nag Shahachas Lifnei Pesach. If you sat Shiva for even a minute before Pesach, Osa Shah Chashuva Keshiva, this counts as the 7 days of Avelos. Ushmoni Me Pesach Arei Chamish Asar, and 8 days of Pesach count then as 8 more days, so you get up to 15 days. Umashim alayim chamish asar, and then to get to Shloshim, you only need 15 more days after Pesach. Sif Yud Gimel. Sha'achas lifnei atzeres chashuva k'shiva. If you sit Shiva 1 moment before Shavuos, that counts as 7 days as well. Va'atzeres, Shavuos, kevan she'im lo hikrav korbanos atzeres ba'atzeres yesho tashlum in kol shiva chashuv k'shiva. Since you have 7 days to make up the korbanos, if you don't bring them, that counts as 7 days. Also, hari abasar, so that gets you to 14. Umasha malem shishasar, and you only need 16 days. Yom sheni shasar is olamim and ashishasar, and the second day of Shavuos counts as one of those 16. So you really only need 15 days after Shavuos to get up to Shloshim as well. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that the second day of Yontif counts is because since we are Bekiyim B'Kviyah D'Yarcha, we really know that the real Yontif is the first day, so you're allowed to count that as 7 days and count the second day of Yontif as another day of Shloshim. Sif Yud Dalet, Shah Chaslifnei Rosh Hashanah. If you sit Shiva for a minute before Rosh Hashanah, Bittel Man Gzer Shivnei Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah now gets rid of the Shiva. Ugzer Shloshim Vatam Iman Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will then get rid of all of Shloshim. Umagleach Erev Yom Kippur, and you can shave Erev Yom Kippur because we said that you'd be allowed to shave on the Erev Yontif if it's going to get rid of the Shloshim. Vuodin Lakover Mesel B'Shloshim B'Tishrei Shemagleach Erev Yom Kippur. So too, if you bury your mace on the 3rd of Tishrei, that you'd be allowed to shave on Erev Yom Kippur as well, because this is a case of it being the Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur being the 7th day of Shiva, and we said that it counts because of Mikseskim Kekulo, that the morning will count as the end of Shiva, and then the rest of the day will count the Shloshim, so Yom Kippur is going to be Mavatel Shloshim, so that's why you'd be allowed to shave on Erev Yom Kippur. Siv Tezvav, Sha'achas Lifnei Yom Kippur, if you sit Shiva for a minute before Yom Kippur, Bidl Ma'gzer Shiva, Mnei Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur gets rid of Shiva, Ugzer Shloshim Vatel Menu Achag, and then Sukkis will get rid of Shloshim. And again, you're allowed to shave on Erev Yontif for the same reason. If you sit Shiva for a minute before Sukkis, that counts as 7. And then Sukkis itself counts as 7. Ushmini Atzeres Shiva, And Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days because of the ability to make a korbanos. Hare Esrim ve'echad yom, and now that adds up to 21. The Yom Sheni Shal Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, counts as another day. That gets you to 22. U'mashem aleim shmona, so you only need 8 more days of shloshim afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Shmini Atzeres is considered to be a regel bifnei atzmo, to count as 7 days, even though it doesn't get rid of shloshim entirely. Sif Yadzain. Shamashmua Krova Bashabis Oba Regel. If you heard about that someone had been nifter within 30 days, one of your relatives, on Shabbos or on Yantif, Umatsai Shabbos Regal Nasis or Choka, and then it's the 30th day, so after Shabbos or Yantif, it would now have the status of a Shmua Rechoka, says the Mechaber. In that case, Dino Kedin Shamashmua Rechoka Acher Shabbos Var Regel. It has the status of a Shmua Rechoka. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we are knowing the Dvarim Shabbatzina of Avelos. Sif Yud Ches, Shamashmu Rechoka B'Shabbos Obo Regel. If you found out about someone that had passed away after and it had been more than 30 days, but you find out on Shabbos or Yom Tov, Eino Noeg B'Mafil Dvarim Shabbatzina, El Motzei Shabbos Obo Regel, Noeg Sha'achas V'Dayo. Then you don't do anything, even the Dvarim Shabbatzina, on Shabbos or Yantif, but Motzei Shabbos or Yantif, you sit shiva for 1 moment, and that is enough, because that is a din by a Shmuel.